The question she asked that Lord Brahma came and performed their wedding, and he knew they both are Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how he forgot and got bewildered when he stole the cows? Is that right? That's the question. That is the whole point we need to understand. Indra also knew his Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the problem is, also when Durvasa Muni came from Vaikuntha Loka with the garland of Vishnu, you think he didn't know? He knew. What went wrong then? The allurement, the enjoyment, the temptations of the pleasures of Swargaloka are so intoxicating that even though you know, you tend to forget in that knowledge also. So Brahmaji's whole crying, if you read his prayer, why he is crying? He said, because I am Brahma, this is my problem. Because I am such a high position, such highly developed brain, all the software to create the whole universe is in his four brains. And such respect, you know, see, all demons are fighting with everybody, but Brahma, they bow down to. Tapasya they do, and Brahma comes. So everywhere, they don't fight with Brahma. He is such an exalted position. So because of that position, he got intoxicated. And whatever he knew, also he forgot. He started questioning whatever he knew. Is that boy Krishna? So what is his prayer? First he offered prayers of repentance. Sorry, 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 sorry. And then Krishna said, okay Baba, theek hai abhi. Because in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he says very clearly, ki these demigods, they come, they make mistake, and then they keep begging forgiveness, and I have to keep hearing their prayers, and my heart is with the coward boys who are waiting for me. So he said, okay, fine, fine, fine. Then he left from there. Prabhuji, 1 minute. Then he left from there. But he was not satisfied. He again got down. In Vrindavan only he got down. And there he cried and cried and cried and cried. And what was formed? Brahmakund. Very, very huge, big kund. Only of his tears. So you may think he cried enough, na? Fully be satisfied ho gaya uska, repentance. So he left from there. But while flying on the Rajamsa, he was still distressed. He said, I, Krishna forgave me, fine. I cried, fine. But I want to make sure that I don't become Brahma again. And I want to guarantee it for myself. So he again got on earth. And he performed tapasya for a long time. And there, Gaurang Mahaprabhu appeared to him. And what was that place? Yogpeet in Mayapur. There is the tapasya. In Dwapar Yuga, in repentance. And the boon that he asked from Gaurang Mahaprabhu, make sure, promise me, give me benediction, that I will not become Brahma in next life. And not only that, I will become an insignificant, casteless person. So when everything was pit-pat guaranteed, na, then he left, went back to work, Brahmaloka. So understand? So why he forgot even though he knew? Because in between there are lots of enjoyment which is not even known to Brahma also, Indra also. Such subtle pleasures are there in Brahmaloka. No Indriya Bhoga is there. Only mind and intelligence Bhoga is there. So much enjoyment is there. And so much respect is there. So you got bewildered. Any other question? Anybody has?